This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back. My first guest tonight is the Emmy, Tony, and Grammy-winning performer you know from his time on Broadway, his starring role in Pose, and his show stopping red carpet attire. Please welcome Billy Porter. It's so lovely to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
Before we get started, there's so much to talk about.
Yes.
First, I want to ask you about this. You recently, you made some comments about Harry Styles' Vogue cover. and just very quickly, if you can explain to the audience what happened.
Okay.
What you said and what you like to say
apparently, I'm famous now. And it was a slow news day. So the first thing I want to say is, Harry Styles, I apologize to you for having your name in my mouth. It's not about you. The conversation is not about you,
now,
right?
For the people who don't know, Harry Styles was the first man to appear
on the cover of Vogue. In a dress.
Right.
And so the conversation is actually deeper than that. It is about the systems of oppression and erasure of people of color who contribute to the culture. Now, that's a lot to unpack. I'm willing to unpack it. Sans the dragging and cancel culture of the internet, because I do not now, nor will I ever, adjudicate my life in sound or humanity in sound bites on social media. So when you're ready to have the real conversation, call a bitch. Okay? I'm ready to have it. I'm sorry, Harry. I didn't mean no harm. I'm a gay man. We like Harry. He's cute.
Are you surprised that this comment blew up the way it did?
I am surprised because there are so many other things that are important on this earth to be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird.
Well, let's do it then.
Yes, let's talk about it.
The most important thing I want to talk to you about is thank you for sending me shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. This midsummer, you sent me. You're designing for Jimmy Choo.
Yes,
right now.
I have a capsule collection with Jimmy Choo. It's genderless, any size for any shoe, and all the proceeds go to the Trevor Project. And yes.
Well, I was thrilled to get it. I said, well, you got a present from Billy Porter. I'm like, what could it be? And I open it up, and there's these absolutely beautiful shoes that they're loafers with tassels.
Yes.
And is it like a zebra print
or
a leopard?
A brown zebra
print. I went, I'm going to wear these, hand to God, I'm going to wear these to Obama's 60th birthday party.
Oh. I was like,
I'm going to wear like a nice, you know, a Zenya, you know, tan suit, dark shirt, and then these zebra print shoes. I got uninvited. The headline is, I got uninvited to Obama's party, which is fine, because if I had come in your shoes, no one would have been looking at Beyonce.
Paying attention, right.
They wouldn't
paying attention to Obama.
But I did take a photo and send it to you, because I did want to wear them. So this is what I was doing the night I should have been at that party. This is me.
Oh, I love that you like my shoes.
Can you zoom in?
Yay! I love it.
They're good looking. Where do I wear them? Do you have a recommendation of where I wear these shoes?
Wear them every day, all day. It doesn't have to be a special occasion. Okay. Wear whatever you want, whenever you want to wear them.
I'm not as special as you are. I actually need special occasions. Everywhere you go ends up feeling a little bit special. Now, you've written a new memoir.
Yes.
All right.
I wrote a whole book, y'all.
It's called Unprotected, and it really tells the story of what it took to become the Billy Porter that we all know today.
Yes.
You delve into some difficult topics, and how does it feel to share your story with the world?
You know, it's been very healing. The journey has been very healing. You know, most of it was written in COVID. Mm-hmm. And I discovered how to heal trauma. You know, the book is called Unprotected, and it's about healing my trauma through the power of art. And my hope is that my story and my journey will free somebody else and set somebody else free, because it set me free.
We were having a conversation about this before the show. What inspires you artistically?
The truth. Authenticity and the truth. Tell the truth. Speak truth to all power, all the time. That's what we get to do as artists. Mm-hmm. We get to do that in a way that's not didactic, that's not sort of, you know, I'm not a politician, right? We're not politicians, so we can actually tell the truth.
I would like to vote for you someday, though.
Yeah,
Billy Porter.
I cuss too much.
You write about your HIV status in here, and I know that must be very meaningful to many people to hear you talk about that publicly. What does it mean to you to talk about?
You know, there was a shame that was pervasive in my life for the entirety of my life. The 2007 diagnosis was just another layer of shame. And so after 14 years, to speak that was to, once again, I'll say it again, set myself free of the shame, because shame is a silencer and silence is a murderer. Shame is a murderer. I was dying a very slow death, and I have too much work to do for that. So I had to let it go. I had to let it go, y'all.
Well, you have an inspiring level of joy and energy and zest for life. What is your source of that joy? What is the work you do to maintain that?
Well, it's, you know, a lot of it has been recent, you know, just in terms of, like, you know, having time. You know, I've been saying COVID came and shut down the world so that I could heal. Like, I've been in trauma therapy. I've been facing old stuff. I've been, like, excavating the demons. And, like, you know, I'm feeling really, like, real joy for the first time in my life. And I'm feeling real healing for the first time in my life. And it's powerful. It's really, really powerful. And I just want to be able to share that, you know, with the world. And I hope that the book, you know, does that.
We have to take a little bit of a break, but please don't go away. When we come back, I'll ask Billy how Kinky Boots transformed his career.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
For the author of the new memoir, Unprotected, Billy Porter. Annalee Ashford is also our guest tonight.
Yes,
you guys
were
Kinky Boots together.
Yes, we were.
And I think I have a shot of the two of you. There you go. there you are, and Annalie there in the middle.
Yeah.
Right there. And it was a big break for you.
Yes, it was.
And you got your Tony for this. And do you remember the moment when you got that role? Like, what was that moment like? What did that mean to you?
You know, it was an affirmation of the decades that, you know, I was told that my queerness would be my liability.
And that you should hide it.
Yes. And it was for decades. And then Kinky Boots happened, and it wasn't. So it was an affirmation, and hopefully it'll be an affirmation to all of you that your authenticity is the only option one has for survival on this planet.
Hard to remember sometimes.
It's hard to remember.
It's hard to remember sometimes.
It's hard to remember.
Because people don't always want you to be you. They want you to be whatever they need.
Absolutely. And, you know, we get the oppression from, you know, it's government sanctioned. It's religious sanctioned. You know, all you hear is, no, you're not okay. You're not enough. You're wrong. Something's wrong with you. You need to be fixed. It's a messaging that I received from the time I could comprehend thought. Right? Love yourself enough to not need validation from the outside from anybody. Validate yourself, speak life into yourself, and go on out and change the world.
It is no secret that you are a fashion icon.
Thank you.
People love to see what you're going to wear. Let's talk about what has authentically happened to fashion during COVID, because there's been a time of a lot of reexamination of people's priorities, and there's been a lot of just sweatpants and tank tops
and
going
Zoom
on.
Calls from the top up.
Exactly.
Is
fashion going to be the same when this is over?
Fashion is going to come back, and it's going to morph and be whatever it is.
Can sweatpants be
that
fashion?
It's supposed to be. Listen, athleisure is fashion. It's fashion. The kids love it.
Fashleisure.
Athleisure is, you know, I'm not going to spend $8,000 on a sweatsuit, but some people do.
Or maybe if someone just wants to send you one.
Somebody wants to send me one, I'll wear it every day.
Well, Billy, it's great to see you again.
It's good to see you, too.
The book is Unprotected. It's available now, and it's Billy Porter, everybody.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Hey, everyone. It's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.